other team, guys get to hit somebody else instead of each other?
It'll be good. It's always good to do that when you can, to practice with another team, especially after a couple of weeks of camp. You know, you're seeing the same things from your offense, and they're seeing the same things from us. So it's a good changeup. We did it. I did it with Mike Smith and the Falcons when I was in Jacksonville. And it can be very beneficial as long as both teams come to work with the idea you're going to practice and not spend the day being chippy.
Coach, yesterday when Roby and Emmanuel Sanders ran into each other, Peyton alluded it may have been a busted coverage. Was it that, or is Roby just making a play out there as a rookie?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, he is making a play. He's an aggressive guy. He can run. Bright guy. And he's going well right now. So, you know, Roby's going to be a good player for us. And right now he's just earning his way.
Sylvester coming along this offseason the way you hoped, Coach?
Yeah, it's harder to judge the big guys, you know. But Sly's come back in good shape. I think him and Terrence, they have a real good relationship. I think it grew at the end of last year, and I think they've kind of tried to pick up where they left off, you know, as they finished the year.
Marcus indicated yesterday his goal was for he and Vaughn to have the same number of sacks as at least one NFL team. He didn't put a number on it, but obviously somewhere in 30 would be. How do you judge your pass rushers? Is it pressure? Is it because some sacks are more meaningful than others, obviously, like home runs in a certain time of the game.
Sure.
How do you judge pass rushers?
Well, if the quarterback drops back and has to have it and doesn't have time, then I like the rush. You know, I mean, it's how you affect the quarterback is really what it's about. Sometimes you get the sack, sometimes you don't, but you want to be back there making the quarterback uncomfortable.
Are you happy that DeMarcus's expectations are that high? I mean, you don't like numbers out there, but do you see that combo healthy together could probably put up some...
I think it's healthy to have guys that are going to challenge each other, compete with one another, support each other, hold each other accountable. So those are all good things. I think, they're both very talented, obviously. Right now we're just working hard to get D-Ware up to speed, get Vaughn back, and develop other guys, along the way.
Coach, how important is interior pressure? Troy's talking about edge pressure. Quarterback's getting rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds. How important is it to have guys like Sly, Terrence Knight, and get that push inside?
Yeah, I think it helps if you get some interior push when you have guys on the outside as dynamic as they are. You know, if the quarterback can just step up and allow the tackles to push those guys by, then obviously that can be good for them, not good for us. So getting that interior push is very beneficial. And we've got some guys that can do that. You know, Malik has shown he can rush inside. Terrence showed up in a couple spots last year, late in the year. Derek Wolf can do that a little bit. So we've got some guys that can push the metal for us.
Can Ward's ability to play like a linebacker allow you to be more creative at times?
Yeah, we've got plenty of creativity. I mean, what it really comes down to is getting on the same page, selecting from the packages the things that we can do the best and play fast with that. And we've got a large library of thoughts and ideas and different schemes and things we can do. And at the end of the day, we want to be able to stop people from running the ball at us and harass the quarterback and get off the field on third down. And, not allowing explosive plays will be a big emphasis for us. We had far too many last year, and that'll be something that will be at the forefront of everything we're doing. But having good players, helps. And we've got some good players. And so we're going to utilize those guys, put them in position, and TJ can play in the box or in the back end. And so that's his versatility will help.
What's the number one thing you're thinking about when you're trying to limit and create explosive plays?
Leveraging and tackling. The biggest thing in the back end, it typically comes from the back end. And if you're leveraging properly and then tackling, you can minimize plays and make people go the hard way. And too often last year we allowed people to go over the top of us or run through us.
Jack, to what extent do you feel like you have your creativity back? I mean, yeah. In my opinion, not necessarily yours, but by the end of last season, you had lost so much personnel that I thought maybe you were plugging and playing it a little bit rather than being as creative.
Yeah, I think, you do what you can. I think last year I would suggest that if you go back and review last year that we were very good down the stretch when it mattered. That didn't help our rank for the regular season. But we were effective in the home win against San Diego. We were effective in the home win against the Patriots, and we helped our football team get to the championship game. And So we did things that we're very proud of, and we did them shorthanded. So we look forward to getting a full squad back, the healthy guys back, and some of the guys that we've added, and working together and building the chemistry and the cohesiveness that's necessary to play at an elite level.
Is that when you'll see that first padded practice? You'll see everything that's happening with the healthy guys back, the guys you picked up.
I'm not sure when everybody that's coming back will be back. Yeah. But we're going to continue working. Every day is important. I wouldn't put more importance into the first padded day. I think, you know, all of these days that we're getting right now are very important for us. I think the guys are taking full advantage of it. You know, this happens to be a mandatory camp, but our guys have been here 100% anyway. And so it's a time of year when you pay the dues and kind of go through the grind a little bit quietly. In this off-season time, you can make a lot of gains.
Jack, Quentin Carter's been kind of a forgotten man the last couple of years, but he's obviously out there playing a bunch. What have you seen from him so far?
Great to have him in the mix. I think, you know, two guys Sam Garns talked about when I first got here was Chris Harris and Quentin Carter. And Chris continues to, you know, handle all oncomers and just continue to elevate his play. And I have no doubt he'll be back soon in the mix. But Quentin, having him back in the rotation, letting him get snaps and watching the way he is instinctive and makes plays and plays with confidence, it'd be a great addition to have him back at full strength.
In working on the edge, what can Quintero Smith, the young guy, learn from DeMarcus Ware?
Well, you can learn a lot. I think the biggest thing for Quinteros is just to get the time playing. You just got to play football, get the reps. He's clearly light years ahead of where he was last year. You know, he was trying to fight his way through the injury, end up getting that time, which he needed, and he's much better in every facet. He's healthy. He's more mature, more sure of himself, and, you know, he's doing a good job so far.
Coach, with the additions that you made during free agency and the draft, how much better is this defense?
Well, this is the time of year when, you know, people rank how good you are on paper, and certainly on paper it looks real good. But I'm not really concerned much with that. I talk to our guys about it. It's about going to work every day and, you know, really building that trust where you know where your buddy's going to be, and you're doing it for the guy next to you, and you do it at a real high level. And so, you know, there's just a price you have to pay, a sacrifice you have to make. What I like most about all of our additions is that they've come in here and they've been good teammates. They're coming in here with the right attitude, eager to learn, eager to be good teammates, and they're working hard. So, you know, approaching it like that gives us a chance. But with our group, and the way we are and our expectations anyway, we expect to be a special unit.
Who are you seeing step up in that leadership position on your defense?
Well, what happens is when guys depart, then the opportunity presents itself for others to step forward. I think, you know, last year you saw it during the season when Vickerson got hurt, that Terrence Knighton stepped up. Well, Terrence returning is a natural guy that's going to be counted on to lead more. I think last year when Vaughn was out, Nate Irving played a lot. Nate became a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident in what he's doing as a football player. He and Danny Trevathan, you know, those are leaders at linebacker. I mean, so, and then you just go right down the line, and, you know, in the back end, you know, TJ looks like the kind of guy that's going to have a presence for us. Akib is a real good communicator. So then, you know, DeMarcus Ware, obviously, you know, is another guy. So there are plenty of guys. I've been asked the question on leadership quite a bit this offseason, and that's not high on my concern list. You know, really, it's getting ourselves on the same page so that we know where each other's going to be and we can play fast.